Thank you for that introduction. So I'm here to talk to you today about using written reflection to encourage positive body image in college women. And I have no relationships to disclose. The objectives of this study were to understand the impact of written reflection on female college students' attitudes about body image, as well as their strategies for promoting a healthy body image. Body image is defined as a person's feelings of the aesthetics and sexual attractiveness of his or her own body. The study was approved by the Institutional Review Board at our university, and though all students were asked to participate, data was only collected from informed consenting participants. The intervention group consisted of a women's health course, a 100-level, 3-contact-hour course that fulfills a personal wellness requirement. 25 to 32 students, mostly or all female identified, were included in the 2 sections sampled, in the spring of 2007 and the fall of 2007. The control group consisted of a health and wellness promotion course, a 100-level, 3-contact-hour course that also fulfills a personal wellness requirement. 25 to 32 students, evenly male and female identified, were included in the 3 sections sampled, 2 in the summer of 2007 and 1 in the spring of 2007. Data was only used from female-identified students. Qualitative measures were used to assess data from the intervention group, namely a content analysis of the Promoting Healthy Body Image papers that participants were asked to write in the intervention course. Quantitative measures were used to assess data from both the experimental and control groups, namely a pre- and post-evaluation of body image using the multidimensional body-self relations questionnaire. Oh, excuse me. 5 written reflection assignments were given to students in the intervention course. Participants were asked to complete a self-nurturance project, an art project in which they conveyed how they nurtured themselves. And you will see images from these projects throughout this presentation. They were also asked to complete a behavior change project in which they engaged in a personally important health behavior change and were guided along through that process. They were also asked to write a Something I Like About Myself paper and a retrospective health inventory in which they reflected on past experiences that influenced their current health behaviors. Finally, they were asked to write a Promoting Healthy Body Image paper, and that's what we will focus on today. And this followed a week-long discussion of body image and some relevant research on that topic. The Promoting Healthy Body Image prompt was, think about ways that make most sense to you to promote positive body image. Choose 3 things you can do to promote healthy body image for yourself and for others. Write about how you incorporate these actions into your life and why you think they will help promote positive body image for yourself and or for others. The body image content analysis revealed that all essays spoke of problems that prevent healthy body image, illustrated in the green portions of the graph, as well as solutions and strategies to counter such negativity, illustrated in the purple portions of this graph. 69% of the coded responses fell into the solutions category. And responses were further broken down into action and behavior, problems and solutions, illustrated in the lighter portions of the graph, as well as feelings and attitudes, illustrated in the darker portions of this graph. Delving into a little bit more of the data here, some of the actions and behaviors that were deemed problematic for promoting a healthy body image were the influence of media at 24%, engaging in body talk at 13%, using mirrors and scales at 10%, and being negatively influenced by parents at 10%. Sexism, marketing, competition, eating, and having other priorities were also cited as problematic actions and behaviors. On the feelings and attitudes side of some of those problems for creating a healthy body image were perfectionism at 20%, lack of control at 15%, and low self-worth at 14%. Anger, shame, self-hate, and universality were also mentioned in participants' responses. On the solution side, some of the actions and behaviors that were deemed helpful in promoting a healthy body image were engaging in physical activity at 15%, having a positive outlook at 15%, avoiding negative influences at 13%, role modeling at 13%, and being part of a community at 12%. Eating, listening, and education were also mentioned. On the feelings and attitudes side of solutions, acceptance and comfort was cited at 17%, empowerment and strength at 15%, and personal responsibility at 15% were cited most frequently. Optimism, inspiration, confidence, rejuvenation, respect, and freedom were also mentioned in participants' papers. Overall, all of the papers really spoke to a tone of hope for change. 74% of the responses used phrases such as "I am," embodying participants' desire to achieve their goals. However, some were slightly less resolved in their optimism, 26% using more "I should" statements, or still managing to criticize themselves while expressing their hope for others. Some of the "I am," "can do," hopeful quotes include, "I am apologizing no longer for things of little or no consequence. I am only apologizing when I mean it. I am not sorry for being sorry. I am empowered." "Taking a moment to reflect on all the amazing things my body can do always reminds me that looks mean absolutely nothing in the long run. And when I look in the mirror, then I see only strength and potential." Some of the "I should," more self-critical quotes were, "I should also attempt to compliment myself once in a while. Recognizing my good qualities would certainly help in improving my body image." "Another issue that affects me negatively is that I compare my body with other people's often. I'm ashamed to say this, but often I will look at other girls while walking to class and think to myself, am I fatter than her? What about her?" Participants' responses were also coded according to their strategies for change, whether they be external, focused on their social environment, the influence of others in a more interpersonal relationship, or the influence of media, or whether they related more to internal strategies, such as rewriting self-talk scripts and thinking behaviors, or slightly more active behaviors, such as throwing away one scale. 22 papers focused on external strategies, while 17 papers focused on internal strategies, and 4 papers had an even mixture. One student discussed her experience as an RA and talked about using external strategies and her role as a student leader to promote positive body image. She said, "I hope that by introducing a safe space for open thought about body image, we may all become stronger and more positive people because of it." Another participant spoke about not engaging in body talk as a means of promoting a healthy body image by saying, "One of the most important ways to promote a healthy body image, I believe, is simply not making weight or body size a topic of conversation." On the internal strategy side, one student described thinking herself into a place of optimism by saying, "By speaking out and accepting yourself, you can help break barriers. We will be happy and grateful for what we have, and will hopefully see that what is really important is who we are inside." Another student spoke of both thinking and action behaviors by saying, "To dance in a state of non-judgment and freedom helps rekindle a soul, mind, body connection that has existed for centuries." On the quantitative side of our analysis, we use a 19-question body image inventory using a 5-point Likert scale to evaluate participants in both the intervention and control groups' appearance evaluation, how they perceive themselves and their body, as well as their appearance orientation, how concerned they were with others' perceptions of themselves and their body. And the sample appearance evaluation statement was, "My body is sexually appealing," versus an appearance orientation statement, such as, "Before going out in public, I always notice how I look." The pre versus post results revealed that there was a statistically significant change in the appearance evaluation scores for women in the intervention group, illustrating that they felt slightly less bound by culturally shaped body ideals upon completion of the course. Their appearance orientation scores also decreased, suggesting that overall they placed slightly less importance upon appearance by the end of the class. Thus, in conclusion, it's clear to see that using written reflection in the context of a college course can improve body image among college women. And as one student so aptly states, in essence, the most important thing about women's health was that I left the class every day wanting to say, I'm a strong, healthy woman, and I have something to offer the world. Thank you.